We mentioned Bo Bichette made his major league debut last night. A single on the second pitch he saw. He will be leading off tonight. He'll be playing shortstop, and we're very pleased to be joined by the very same Bo Bichette. Bo, thanks so much for taking time out to talk to Richard Deitch and myself. We appreciate it. I know it's getting up to game time. Congratulations on your call-up. Congratulations on the first hit. And I will ask you the question that I'm sure you've been asked, and I'm sure you were asked right after the game. But have you allowed yourself or given yourself a chance to look back at the whole first game experience? And if you have, what stood out for you?
Well, thanks for having me, first off. But, no, I mean, I've kind of started to look back on a little bit of a long day. Long day, but it went by fast yesterday. And so, you know, I think the jitters are out. And I think, you know, leading off today, it's kind of like, I don't know if I expected that to happen that fast. So, you know, it just kind of going out there today and doing the same thing as yesterday. But, you know, seeing the videos online and all the texts I'm getting and stuff like that, you know, it's really cool.
But what have the coaches told you in terms of how much you will play from now to the end of the season, where you may hit in the lineup? Have they given you any kind of specifics to that?
No, not really. Just what I've gotten so far is, you know, just go out there and have fun, you know, play your game. I'm sure I'll get something here soon, but I know there's something mentioned that I could be playing a little bit of second base, but definitely majority of shortstop. So right now it's just about having fun and trying to get better.
How do you have fun, Bo, when you're playing a game where you could be making a lot of money fairly soon and you got thousands of people watching you? People keep saying, I'm just going to go out and have fun. Is it possible to do that, really?
You know, I don't know. Like, I think if you can go out there and have fun, there are definitely days where you do, that's when you play your best, you know, but it is our job. So, you know, we're worried about performing first. And so, you know, it's definitely tough, I think, sometimes, but, you know, if you can have those days where you remember, you know, that you're playing the game you grew up wanting to play, those are your best days. So, I mean, that's the goal every day, is go out there and have fun.
Bo, are you someone who will set numerical goals for yourself for the rest of the year, whether you want to publicly announce them or not? Is there, like, do you have statistics in your mind that you would like to hit from now until season's end?
Normally I'll have, you know, some sort of range where I'd like to be in. I have not thought about it at all since I got called up. It's just been about, okay, man, I'm making my debut and I'll go out there and just, you know, play hard and try and compete. But so no, I have nothing as of now for the upcoming couple months.
Hey, Bo, what was it like to come back from that injury? Did you learn anything about yourself getting injured as close as you were to the major leagues? Because a lot of us think that if it wasn't for that, you'd probably have been up here, maybe even the same time as Vladdy. What did you learn about yourself from that?
I don't know if I learned anything about myself. I definitely know that I definitely learned about patience this year, you know, in general. So I think it could have been a blessing in disguise. You know, I think everything happens for a reason. So looking back on it, I went back to Dunedin and I got stronger. I got in as good a shape as I could so that when I came back, I could hit the ground running. So I don't know if I heard, you know, learn anything about myself, but I definitely got some learning experience, and I think it'll benefit me in the long run.
Well, this is a question that's always of interest to me for people your age. You've grown up in a social media era. You know, you're a Facebook, Twitter, Instagram sort of generation. And for some athletes, that becomes very consuming and overwhelming. They want to read what people are saying about them. You know, one of the greatest basketball players ever, Kevin Durant, has been impacted by this. How have you approached social media? And how active are you on it? And do you want to embrace that, or are you someone who wants to get away from all that noise?
I definitely think there's good and bad to it. You can impact a lot of lives on social media. So I go through spurts where I'm pretty active on it, and spurts where I don't go on it at all. So I think it's something that I would like to do better at, but at the same time, there's a ton of distractions on it. So I definitely need to, find the right happy medium.
Well, I had a conversation with Mike Soroka a couple of years ago in spring training, pitcher from Calgary with the Atlanta Braves. And it was before a Grapefruit League game, and the Braves had brought over a largely young group of players to Dunedin to play the Blue Jays. And he looked around and said, you know, this is kind of cool. It's spring training, but we're wearing a big league uniform. And he said, there's like 10 guys in here that I know, right? I've ridden the buses with, or, you know, we played extra inning games. We've won games. We've lost games. We've slaughtered teams. We've been hammered ourselves. And he said, it's kind of neat, the idea that they're all going to be in the majors at the same time. What type of a feeling is that for you, knowing that, you know, you, Kevin, Vladdy, I mean, you guys have seen some things, you know, you've won games, you've lost games. Now you're all together in the majors. Is there a real sense of unity among that group because of that?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we've been together through everything pretty much. So for me, I was talking about it after the game yesterday, to be able to look to my right, see Vladdy, and look to my left and see Kevin, and then on the mound, you know, Pannone. It was three familiar faces right there in front of me, and it definitely helped me calm down a lot. So I think having us together, being together as long as we have been, it'll only help us and continue to help each other get better.
But one of the things that struck me, I heard your interview with Hazel May after the game, and you said that you weren't nervous. And I wonder if, one, if that surprised you, if you expected to be, and two, why do you think that was the case? Why do you think at least yesterday you had some calm on what would be an incredibly exciting day?
I'm not sure. I definitely didn't have calm for the 24 hours leading up to the game. I thought I could have thrown up at some point during the day. You know, I was pretty nervous and excited. I don't really know what the word is. But, you know, once I stepped on the field for stretch, you know, at 7 o'clock or whatever it was, you know, I honestly, everything went away. Every bit of anxiousness I had went away. So I think a lot of that had to do with Vladdy and Kevin being there, Lourdes. I mean, a lot of people that I played with, you know, there's a lot of people that know that I could play the game, I could play it well. You know, there was no like feeling like I needed to show anybody anything or anything like that. So I just kind of went out there and played. And I think definitely that getting the first hit, you know, helped slow things down really fast. But yeah, I mean, I don't really know why. I just went out there and I didn't have any jitters.
Well, I know from talking to you in spring training, you had mentioned that every off season you take an aspect of your game, at least as far as I remember the conversation, you take an aspect of your game and try to improve it in some way. I mean, you talked about how, you know, working with, I don't know if it was a sprint coach, but with a running coach to get a better initial break when you run. You know, you talked about throwing or positioning and all this, that there's one thing you work on to try to get better. What do you think this off season will be? And I know you don't want to look ahead of the off season now, but is there a part of your game that you are going to focus on in the off season?
Well, every off season I go on trying to get better at every single aspect of the game. I think there's always something that, you know, I kind of see and I'm like, okay, I need to get better at this. As of now, I don't, you know, I'm not really keen on knowing what that is right now. I'm sure when the season ends in September, I'll definitely have an idea of that. But right now, I mean, the goal is every day I'm here, you know, and it'll continue in the offseason, continue to get better at every single aspect, you know, physically, defensively, offensively. You know, so that's my goal, is to get better at everything. But I'm sure when the season ends, I'll have a better idea of what exactly I need to get better at, you know, the most.
Now, when you were at AAA, you played for Bobby Meacham, another guy, highly touted prospect, shortstop, played for the Yankees. What were you able to learn from Bobby, and how much of a role did he play in your development this year?
Yeah, Bobby helped me a lot. Every day he was, I'm someone that I want to hear feedback, you know, negative or positive. So, you know, every day Bobby told me something I could get better at. And, you know, I was all ears, and he helped me every single day with footwork, arm, you know, throwing, whatever it was, defensively, you know, in particular. So he was huge for me. He has a lot of knowledge, you know, some of the most knowledge I've ever had, you know, been around in baseball. So it was really big for me defensively being around him.
Well, this is a very unique group, and something obviously that's been written about many times, in that this is second generation baseball players on this team between you, Kevin, and Vladdy Jr. And one of the things we've always heard about sons of major leaguers are that they're not intimidated by the the bigness of the major leagues because they've hung out in dugouts or they've been around it. And that's sort of like, that's the conventional wisdom. But now that I get a chance to ask someone who actually has lived it, is that true? Like, has all your experiences of being around your dad at these kind of different cities, different major league parks, does it feel a little less big to you when you finally got up here?
Yeah, well, I don't know what, you know, guys who didn't have big league dads, you know, feel, but I would say probably, you know, just being around, I mean, with my dad, you know, I was always around Vinny Castilla, Larry Walker, you know, like huge dudes. So like I guess I don't get as starstruck coming around. I've been around big league stadiums. I know what it's like, but at the same time, I think me, Kevin, and Vlad would be lying to you if we didn't, you know, think that this was amazing making our major league debut.
Right,
so
I'm sure,
you know what I mean? So I doubt that there's any less excitement in that regard coming up here, but I definitely think that maybe we can get adjusted to it quicker.
Of the three of you, and understanding that you've just been up now this year for a day, but of the three of you, have any of the three of you changed as people as a result of, you know, from when you first knew each other?
No, I think that's a big thing for all three of us is kind of stay the same person. I think in terms of how we go about the game, I think that we've all changed for the better, you know, being a little bit more professional, a little bit more disciplined in how we go about the game and learn about it, prepare and stuff like that. But no, I mean, in terms of people, you know, Vladdy's always been the same happy, smiling guy. Kevin's always kind of been the same calculated, like knows what he's going to do that day, have a plan before and stuff. And so I think that, you know, those two in particular have done a pretty good job so far of, you know, staying the same and just continue to try and get better.
How would you describe yourself?
I don't know. I'm probably a little bit intense sometimes, just at least on the field. I'm aggressive. But in the clubhouse, I'm pretty quiet, I think. And, you know, I just try and go about my business and figure out how to help the team on the field that day.
Bo, when you were a teenager, you were a really, really good tennis player. Are you still following tennis?
Oh yeah, I watch tennis tournaments even when it's not the majors.
All right, so here we go, Bo. This is really the hardest question. The pressure is going to be on you seriously here. I give you Federer, Djokovic, and Nadal all on their prime. Let's not put it on clay because it would be obviously a big advantage for Nadal. Federer, Djokovic, Nadal all on their prime. Your house is on the line. Who do you take and why?
Oh, man. I think in their prime, that's tough because I'm a bit biased. I'm a Nadal fan. But I'll just go ahead and say Federer because, I mean, he's still one of the best, and he's, what, is he 37 now? So that longevity is crazy. And obviously in his prime, he was unbeatable. So part of me wants to say Nadal because he has the better head-to-head record, I think.
He does.
But it'd be on hard court, so I go with Federer.
All right. Bo, you have answered correctly. Well done.
It's funny you answered that because when Vladdy's dad, Vladdy Sr., played for the Angels, Mickey Hatcher, the hitting coach, once told me that watching Vladdy at the plate was like watching a tennis player return a serve because Vladdy believed that he could hit any ball wherever it was and that more often than not, he could. Did that help you at all? Is there any carryover between the hand-eye of tennis and the hand-eye of baseball?
Well, I do it in off-season a little bit to cross-train. My dad always thought it helped me with footwork and with he thought it helped me reading hops in the field, too. So, yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's pretty similar, I guess, but, you know, I don't know if it really helps or not.
You got to get out to the Rogers Cup if you guys are home, Bo.
Yeah.
Probably be playing that night.
That's probably true, yeah. All right, tape it, Bo. Some good tennis coming.
Hey, Bo, listen, we appreciate you joining us. Glad to see you up here. Really looking forward to seeing you play. And all the best, man. And we'll talk to you when you're in Toronto. And again, thanks so much for doing this today. Have a good game tonight.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you,
Take
Bo.
Care. Bo Bichette.